Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God, everybody, and welcome to another episode of The Preacher and the Miracle Man here on this Tuesday, October the 23rd of 2018. I'm your host for this evening, the Miracle Man. And as always, I am very pleased. I'm honored to be able to be here hanging out with you folks, having the program tonight. And as always, my hope is that somehow you would receive from God tonight. You'll receive everything that God has for you tonight. I don't know what it is that you have need of, but you and God know. Sometimes you might not know what you need, but God knows. He always comes for the meeting of the need. Always. Always, always, always. Amen. So, it is October 22nd, and I saw something that in a few days we could have some rain showers mixed with some, a word that's the letter S and ends with W, some of those kind of showers. Excuse me. It is not November 1st yet. Here's my rule. Can't snow until I listen to my first Christmas song. I haven't listened to any Christmas yet because I've been waiting for it to, like, get real cold and kind of stay there, like, for, like, a full day. Then I will. But I'll start kind of slow with it, but then when I get to, like, the week before Thanksgiving, then we'll be in the high gear. Speaking of Christmas music, I will be singing Christmas songs again on the show this year. In the meantime, you're going to start hearing me sing some hymns on the show. Dr. Buckley just admitted on Sunday that How Great Thou Art is his favorite song ever. I'm serious. Out of all the worship songs, apparently How Great Thou Art is his favorite. So, you're going to start hearing some of those on this show. Here and there. One night I might be like the Old Rugged Cross. Another night it might be How Great Thou Art. Then sings My Story. Another hymnals too. We'll look at into some other hymns too, so that because I feel like I'm going to start singing some hymns here on this program. Yes, I did just get done eating a McFlurry, snack size Reese's McFlurry that I won off the Trick Treat one at McDonald's. Didn't get any tickets today, but I'm 0 for 14 right now since I got my last winning ticket. 0 for 14. That is not good, folks. That is bad. Something must change. I must somehow get a winning ticket. Right now I'm like one of those schools out there that it might have been a few years since they last won a football game. In the world of high school right now, I think of, for one, Ann Arbor Huron High School, Lansing Eastern High School. I'm sure there's some others. Oh, yeah. Grand Rapids Union High School. Been a while since either one of those schools has won a single varsity football game. You can also add Arthur Hill to that list right now, as they lost to Saginaw Friday. No, this isn't sports time, but kind of how I'm feeling. Especially when they tell me 1-4 wins. That means that if I go 2 out of 4, or if I go 3 out of 4, it's like I'm on fire. It almost feel like going undefeated. 9-0 in Michigan. Before I move away from sports for right now, I will say this. In many states in high school, most states actually will play 10 games in a regular high school football season. Michigan, unfortunately, is one of the few states where we only play 9 in the regular season. I would really like to see that changed. I really would. I feel like it adds more meaning, like to play a double-digit number of games in a season. Plus, in college, they play 12. You'll play 12 games. In the NFL, you'll play 16. But the little kids, they're only playing 6. So are the middle schoolers. So I feel like high school should be playing 10. Because they're supposed to be prepping the kids, you know, for the real world. So that means to me, in Michigan, they should be playing 10 football games. I really think they should. Plus, it would add a kind of a new meaning to going undefeated. By the way, congratulations to everyone that went undefeated. Specifically in the Saginaw Valley League, Mount Pleasant and the Saginaw Valley Blue. I mean Saginaw Valley Red and Lapeer in the Saginaw Valley League Blue, as both of those teams are undefeated. That's pretty cool that both of them are able to do that. I kind of figured that it was possible that this could happen after they changed the format of the league to where it was based on geography as opposed to it just being divisions of the red and blue. I liked the red and blue format without it being regional better, because that allowed for Midland-Lapeer to be a league game. It allowed for Mount Pleasant-Lapeer, Davison versus Mount Pleasant. Commonies, you get the picture. Well, with this new system, it's different. Midland and Dow are all playing the same teams now after week two. I just like the other system better. It allowed for more of a challenge. And our playoff points right now, Midland is at 67.667. Swartz Creek is at 73 point something. But I look right now, and Swartz Creek has lost both of their last two games. One of them was a blowout. The other, they only lost by a touchdown. Will they do the negative trifecta and lose again on Wednesday night? I mean, on Friday night to Midland? You'll have to wait till tomorrow night to hear my prediction. And I will move on from that and keep my lips shut, because I was about to kind of speculate a little bit, and I'm not going to do that. So, I want to remind you, Coca-Cola is always a winner, every time. Every time you're looking, you want a soft drink, get a Coca-Cola. What flavor? Well, my recommendation to you is that it be anything that's not diet. So regular Coke, regular Cherry Coke, regular Vanilla Coke, or any of the other regular Coca-Cola beverages like Sprite, Mellow Yellow, Bock's Root Beer. But there are Bock's Root Beer in that are good, but when we talk about Coke versus Dr. Pepper, Coke is the undisputed winner every single time. Dr. Pepper's okay, though, but it's just that, okay. It's okay and okay. It's okay in Oklahoma, like that. Either soft drink choice you choose, whether it be a Coke or a Dr. Pepper, McDonald's has it. Right, and for a limited time, you can get a Trick Treat win ticket on a medium drink, along with the other items. Meat, large fries, Filet-O-Fish box, 10-piece McNugget box, quarter pounder with cheese box, which I'm 0-for-1 on. I got one of those sandwiches yesterday. Did not win a ticket off it. McCafe drink cups. I don't drink those, so what am I doing there? And a certain breakfast sandwich, as well as hash browns. Available on a lot of different things for your enjoyment. And hopefully, y'all are winning some games. Thanks and stuff. I'm sure most of you know that lottery jackpot is at $1.6 billion. I don't play the lottery. I just choose not to mess with it. So, I want to encourage you and some folks on something. Halloween is a week from tomorrow. It is not a good day. What I mean is the spirit behind it is very, 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 very bad. Pastor said if they do anything at church for it, they just try to do some alternate, or they'll just tap candy and nothing else. Because originally it was supposed to be a day of harvest. But the devil ruined it, as he's ruined a bunch of other things. If you do decide that you're going to pass out candy to the kids by chance, give them a track and tell them, about Jesus. Minister to them. Well, at my church, we got tracks on Halloween. You could hand them out to people and use it as a ministry tool, as a way to get the word in them. You say, Milkman, are you going to eat candy at least? But that's about all I'm going to do. I don't dress up for Halloween. I don't do the other stuff. I just want some candy. I just do. Just how I am. Okay. Also, just want to let you know, with it being October 23rd, Christmas will be here before you know it. We're basically 62 days away from Jesus' birthday. I just want to encourage you Christians on something. Christmas is the Lord's birthday. You're going to hear this spiel from me at least a couple more times. I figured I'd do it tonight, though, because we're essentially 2 months away from it right now. But there will be some more reminders, especially when we get to Black Friday and then December. This is about the last time you'll hear it. Only time you'll hear it from me before Thanksgiving. And that is this. Christmas is Jesus' birthday. Now, how would you feel if we did all this crazy stuff, bought each other gifts for your birthday, decorated our house, and that, put up a tree, did all this other stuff, watched movies, ate certain foods and that based off this holiday, off your birthday or whatever. But we didn't buy you anything. But we didn't give you anything. Not good. What I would suggest that you do, yes, decorate if you want. Yes, listen to the music. One station in this area, a station that's now different kinds of music, used to be old-time rock and roll. But one thing they still do is they still around mid-November, they switch to an all Christmas format. And they stay that way up to December 26th. And they just play, well, yes, a lot of the secular Christmas songs, but also the Joy to the World. You know, some of the great Christmas songs. And so, yes, do that. Yes, have the your Christmas traditions, you know, the shopping and everything that you do. We have our own things in the family that I do with my mom and dad. We have certain Christmas movies we like to watch, like The Grinch and that. And I have a word for you. First of all, this isn't the most important part. I'll get to that in a minute. First of all, that's all cool and fine. It's fun. It's fun. You know, other decorating and the various things. Maybe you did eat a little bit too much ham, but you can worry about that after New Year's. Among with but what I want to say is this. Sometime at Christmas time, what you could do at your church is in the offering, you give an offering unto the Lord, like you always would, but on it you mark, Happy Birthday, Jesus. That's a great thing. That's a great way to remember Jesus and his birth. I thought I would just encourage you with that. Okay. Please. As we approach November and December, especially December, November coming first, but I just figured I'd give you that for something to be thinking about. Okay, now, I want to encourage you listeners to please, 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 please tell other people about how to listen to the show. You can tell them, go to blogtalkradio.com. Once again, that website is blogtalkradio.com. Once you get on the website, you'll see a search bar. In the search bar, you want to type in Upfront Entertainment. Once again, that's Upfront Entertainment. Okay? After you've typed that in, you'll see a link. The link says Living Large. And I want you to click on that link. Then you'll see a little bubble thing that says Preacher and Miracle Man. We want you to click on that thing. Because that's us. Also, we want you to hit that like button, that follow button on the show thing. Because when you hit that follow button, you're going to start getting notified when we get ready to do our shows. For example, tomorrow night, 6:30, show. Monday and Tuesday of next week at 6:30, we'll be doing our shows. Wednesday, yes, I will be doing one, but not quite sure as to when. Let us see. Now, I want to let you know that everything on that website, all the past 235 episodes we've done, it's all up there. It's all archived. All the Word of God, all my monologues, you know, my little rants and stuff, all my football predictions this year's and last year's. By the way, Football Central tomorrow night. And we'll be talking a bit about that. My World Series prediction. And I'm going to brainstorm a little bit on the World Series tonight as to why I think the Red Sox are capable. But that'll be later in the program. But all that stuff is archived. You can go back and listen to them, the broadcast. You can listen to them at home. You can listen to them in the car, like on a long drive somewhere. Maybe you're going on vacation or on a business trip or something. Maybe you're at a kid's practice. Wherever you are, you'll just be able to listen to them. Also, we have a telephone number where you can call in. We can talk. You can pray. We can pray. You can come on and give your opinion. We can talk about stuff, whatever you want to talk about, as long as it's not politics. We can talk about sports. We can talk about other things. Soon, after the coach, after the season has concluded, or depending on what happens with Midland this week, whether they're still in or not, I would love to at some point have Coach Mettner, the Midland High Chemic varsity football coach, on the show to answer some questions. If possible, I would also like to have Coach Watkins, Jason Watkins of the Dow High Chargers, on this program. I'm going to try to work on some things, see who knows them and stuff, so we can interview these coaches. I don't know if one will be one night, one will be the other night. Maybe, you know, Mettner Monday, Wadkin Wednesday. Or if we could maybe somehow make it. It wouldn't be around. It wouldn't actually be necessarily at a table, you know, but over the phone. Or somehow we'd make it happen. Whether it be one of them or both of them at the same time. And it'll be some things about the season. There's still an upcoming game for them, depending on whether they've won or not. How they're feeling, what they think they need to do. And, you know, it really is possible, folks. I'm not saying this is what's going to happen. When Midland goes to Swartz Creek and wins on Friday, And when Dow goes to Flushing and takes them down, beats them, then we can have a Midland versus Dow game part two next Friday at Midland Stadium. I say when, not just to be positive, but because I have faith. And I think they can do it. But if only you'll listen to my predictions tomorrow night, folks, then that could give you a better idea of what I think will actually happen. But we'll do that. And then some point, there's some other people that I'd like to interview at some point on the show. Just kind of thinking. Because sometimes it's cool, you know, to maybe take some time on a show to interview someone, ask them some questions. I'm introduced in the show, and I got into all this other stuff. But I do really want to remind you, it's always a smart thing to listen to this program on your smartphone. And that's about that number. You can call in. You can talk about basically anything you want to talk about, as long as it's not politics. If it's politics, I'm going to tell you to pray for those who have authority over you, like the Bible says. And then I'm going to tell you to vote. Vote. Make your voice count. And we should all belong to one interest group, God. And I know you might have thought the vote thing that I did, like saying vote, kind of sounded like I was stuttering. That sounds funny. It's really important. Vote. You don't like how they're doing Congress? Vote. Make your vote. The best way to let them know. So please do that on November 6th. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do the show that night. No, I'm not going to take time out of it. No, I'm not going to spend all night on that show talking about politics either. And hey, by the way, for that night only, to try to get you to not think about the election, there might be a Christmas song that night. You'll have to listen to find out. And I'm not promising you nothing. So we'll just have to wait and see. But that telephone number to call in, by the way, I will more than welcome your calls. I appreciate it whenever one of you listeners decides to call into the show. Just add stuff to the show, you know, when we have people calling in. The number is area code 215-383-3810. Once again, that telephone number is area code 215-383-3810. Now, please listen for the prompt. I mean, when you hear the prompt that says press 1 to call into a live show, go ahead and press 1. Then my assistant Josh will let me know. Hey, Miracle Man, we have a caller. I'm going to say, okay. I'm going to let you on, and I'm going to say, what say you? I am going to ask, though, that you give Josh their name. Your name, please. Because I'll ask him your name and that, so I can identify you, your name, and your city and state. Obviously, if it's my mom, she doesn't have to say where from. So I can properly identify. Judy from Toledo, Ohio, you're on the Miracle Man Show. What say you? Just saying as an example. All right. Now, usually I would pray and then get into the Word of the Lord tonight. Yes, I'm going to pray. But first, I want to sing a hymn. Blessed assurance, heaven's divine, I am all what a foretaste of heaven in his eyes. From above, watching his goodness, washed in his blood, perfect salvation, perfect delight. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine, earthly beauty, heaven divine, rhythms of order, blessed. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect in the one and I am my Savior, am happy and blessed. This is the virtue, risen above, washed in his goodness, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long, praising my Savior all the day long. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Here at the Preacher and Miracle Man Show, Lord God, we love you. I love you, Jesus. Give you praise and honor and glory, Jesus. To worship you for who you are. Give you praise and honor and glory and worship. Thank you that you're the God of miracles, for all the miracles that you've done. You're on this Testimony Tuesday, where we read a miracle, about a miracle that Jesus performed. I talk about what I believe it means. That's what we're going to do tonight, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that these listeners, I thank you for these listeners. I thank you that they come with hearts and minds that are ready to receive and digest this word. Ears ready to receive the word. And a heart that says, I am going to do the word of God. I'm going to do the word of God. I'm going to do what it says. I'm going to have faith in God. I'm going to go after God with everything I've got. Because we're going to be doers and not hearers only. Thank you that they just have that heart about them, Lord. And Lord, I thank you that you use me. Just let an anointing fall on me as well as these listeners wherever they're at, Lord. And I thank you that you would use me as an oracle tonight. That would just speak your word. I thank you that you, Lord, are showing me what to say and that I will say what you would have me say tonight. And I give you permission to just come on board and interrupt me anytime you want. I give you permission, Lord, to just let your presence be known on the show. Like what happened last night. That was beautiful. And I just thank you. I confess over the show right now. Finances come to the show. New equipment comes to the show. Sponsors and partners who want to help me do the work of God and enjoy sports can persuade me why Dr. Pepper is so much better than Coke, even though I think otherwise. but more importantly, you know, sponsors and new more increases in audience. And most importantly, souls. People who are looking to know more and more and more about you, God. People who don't know you and want to know about you. I give you praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' matchless name. Amen. Go to Mark. Hallelujah. Just want to encourage you. If I sing again, you go ahead and sing with me. As I'm opening up my Bible, you go ahead and study. I pray again, you go ahead and pray. If I just raise my hands like this unto Jesus, I'll let you know that I'm doing it, but I'll have you do it. I want you to do it too. I'm just kind of looking at this chapter. We are going to go to Luke 8. There's actually two miracles in here. I'm going to read the whole chapter, but I'm going to zero in on the healing of that blind man. And I don't know about you, but I love the Word. I love the Word of God. I do. What would we do without it? So I'm in Mark 8. I'm going to begin in verse 1. I've given you time to find it. If you haven't found it yet, then somehow I'm going to track you down and I'm going to send you to membership class. I mean, new convert class. I'm just teasing you. All right. Well, at any rate, get your Bible out or your device that has a Bible on it. Let's get studying the Word of God for a little bit. Let me just look at time. Well, it's 7:18, but guess what? Don't have too much sports tonight, and feel like we've had a good program so far, so we're just going to keep going. We do only have... Well, I'm going to get the Word of God into you, and I'm going to let you know what I think, whether it's short or not. It'll be a little short, but we can do it. Luckily, I don't have too much sports tonight, so we don't have to worry there. But verse 1, let's go. During these days, another large crowd gathered. Since they had nothing to eat, Jesus called his disciples to him and said, I have compassion on these people because they have already been with me for 3 days and have had nothing to eat. Oh, that must have been a very long church service. Most of us can't sit in a chair for 3 hours in church. That's another sermon for another time. I'm going to keep going. Verse 3. If I send them home hungry, they will collapse on the way because some of them have come from a long distance. The disciples answered, where in this remote place can anyone get enough bread to feed them? How many loaves do you have? Jesus asked. 7, they replied. He told the crowd to sit down on the ground. When he had taken the 7 loaves and given thanks, he broke them and gave them to his disciples to set before the people. And they did so. But they had a few small fish as well. They had Filet-O-Fish sandwiches from McDonald's. as well. He gave thanks for them also and told the disciples to distribute them. The people ate and were satisfied. Afterward, the disciples picked up 7 baskets of broken pieces that were left over. About 4,000 men were present. And having sent them away, he got into the boat with his disciples and went to the region of Dalmatia. The Pharisees came and they began to question Jesus to test him. They asked him for a sign from heaven. He sowed deeply and said, why does this generation ask for miraculous signs? I tell you the truth. No sign will be given by itself. Then he left them, got back into the boat, and he crossed to the other side. Verse 14. The disciples had forgotten to bring bread, except for one loaf they had with them in the boat. Be careful, Jesus warned them. Watch out for the youngest of the Pharisees and that of Herod. They discussed this with one another and said, "It is because we have no bread." Aware of their discussion, Jesus asked them, "Why are you talking about having no bread? Do you still not see or understand? Are your hearts hardened?" One way we would say this is, are you in a stupor? Do you have eyes but fail to see, and ears but fail to hear? Some kids do that in math class, by the way. "And don't you remember when I broke the 5 loaves and the 5,000, how many baskets and pieces did you pick up?" 12, they replied. "And when I just broke the 7 loaves for the 4,000, how many basketfuls of pieces did you pick up?" They answered, 7. He said to them, "Do you still not understand?" Now, on to the focus part. Verse 22. They came to Bethsaida, and some people brought a blind man and begged Jesus to touch him. He took the blind man by the hand and led him outside the village. When he had spit on the man's eyes and put his hands on him, Jesus asked, "Do you see anything?" He looked up and said, "I see people, but they look like trees walking around." Once more, Jesus put his hands on the man's eyes. Then the eyes were opened. His sight was restored, and he saw everything clearly. Jesus sent him home, saying, "Do not go into the village." Verse 27, we're going to read to the end of the chapter. Jesus and his disciples went on to the villages around Caesarea Philippi. On the way, he asked them, "Who do people say that I am?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others, one of the prophets." "But what about you?" Jesus asked. "Who do you say that I am?" Peter answered, "You are Superman." Josh, does it say that? You are the owner of the New England Patriots. No, it doesn't say that. We're talking about the Word of God, buddy. Oh, it says, Peter answered, "You are the Christ of God." Jesus won. Amen. And Jesus warned them not to tell anyone about him. Verse 31 now. We're gonna read these verses. Then we're gonna talk a little bit about it. And then I'll pray and talk a little sports. You're so close to some cider right now that you won't know what to do. Verse verse 31. Then he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things, and he must be rejected by the elders, chief priests, and teachers of the law, and that he must be killed, and after 3 days, rise again. He spoke plainly, and Peter took him aside, and he began to rebuke him. But when Jesus turned and looked at his disciples, he rebuked Peter. "Get behind me, Satan," he said. "You do not have in mind the things of God, but the things of men." Then he called the crowd to him, along with his disciples, and said, "If anyone would come for me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wants will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me and for the gospel will save it. What good is it for a man to gain the whole world yet forget about his soul? And what can a man give in exchange for his soul? If anyone is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous, sinful generation, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he comes in his Father's glory with the glory of angels." Man, I would love to just some time and rip apart that whole chapter. Maybe someday. Tonight, however, we read about two miracles. I want you to take something from both of them. The loaves and the fishes. Seven loaves of bread to feed 4,000 people. Not seven pieces, seven loaves. And I don't know if the loaves were smaller back then or not, but seven loaves on its own doesn't feed 4,000 people. Something had to be done. God did a miracle. Multiplication miracle. It was the miracle of multiplication. God can always multiply to the meeting of the need. Always, he can do that. Multiply to the meeting of the need. Jesus is great at that. I will always have more than enough. Hallelujah. You know, in terms of this show, I see them multiplying the amount of listeners that we get. That maybe one show we might have had 30 listeners, and then the next show we have like 150, and then the next show we'll say we have like 400, and the next show we have, that's multiplication, folks. That is multiplication. The miracle of multiplication. He multiplied to the meeting of the need. Amen. Amen, 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 amen. Thank God that he is the God of multiplication. Now, also, he healed the blind man. The first time, Jesus goes outside, he spits on that man's eyes, you know, and says a prayer, you know. He said, Father, claim that you will heal this man's eyes. You know, he did his, the miracle. And, you know, he spit on the man's eyes. And he, the man says, well, you know, I see these people, but they look like trees that are walking around. They look like trees. But you know what? Jesus said, let me fix that. And then he did something else, and the sight came fully. He had full sight of his own eyes, out of his own eyes, for himself. He had sight in his eyes. And then, of course, you know, the Pharisees and Sadducees had to say something about it. Of course. And then Peter, Jesus asked him, you know, who do you say I am? And then one of the disciples says, you know, some say you're John the Baptist. Others say you're Elijah. Others say you're one of the prophets. Who do you say that I am? And then Peter says, you are the Christ, the Son of God. Now, yes, I will admit, I did tease and say that he said, you know, first I said that Peter said, you're Superman. Then I said that he said, you know, you're Tom Brady of the Patriots. But she wasn't. He's the Son of the Most High God. I want to go back to something else. In between the two miracles, they're in the boat, Jesus and the disciples. They're saying something, you know, about the Pharisees. They were having a discussion, and he said, watch out, you know, for the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And they say, you know, about the not having bread thing. And then Jesus said, don't you understand? Do you have ears but not hear? Do you have eyes but not see? Do you have a mind but don't understand? And then as I said it, you know, are you in a stupor? And they ask him a question, you know. How many loaves did you pick up? I mean, how many basketfuls of stuff did you pick up? With the 5 loaves for the 5,000. And then with the 7 loaves for the 4,000, how many pieces basketfuls of pieces did you pick up? And then they answered correctly. At times those disciples had a lack of faith. We should not be like that. We should be able to slay giants with the faith we have. One can put 1,000 to flight. Two can put 10,000 to flight. Amen. Amen, 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 amen. Amen. All right. I just want to encourage you, though, first, before I pray. Jesus said, have faith in God. And in order to please God, you've got to have faith in Him, that He will do what He said He would do in His Word. And you should always have that in mind. Always. We should always put our trust in Him. Some trust in horses, chariots, and other things, and in all this other kind of stuff. But I trust in the Most High God. Where's in the Bible says that? I always like to say, my brother Buckley says this, but I like it too. I know where my bread comes from, and I know who butters it. Or as I would like to say it, you know, if I'm on the, in the South, I'm on vacation or something, then I'd probably say something more like, I know where my biscuit comes from and who put the sausage and gravy on it. Should be careful. Yes, I ate dinner before the show, but I don't feel hungry right now, but well, if I keep talking about food, who knows? So I am gonna pray, I am gonna move on to sports. Then we are gonna shut it down for the night and come back tomorrow. So, dear Heavenly Father, I give you praise and honor and glory for who you are. Thank you for these listeners who have chosen to take some time tonight out of their busy schedule and come on board and listen to this program. I thank you that we will take to heart this word, and we'll remember these miracles as we saw tonight, that you are the God of miracles. You're the God who multiplies to meet the need. We also saw that we already knew that you heal blind eyes, and that you don't heal part way. You'll heal all the way, so that we don't just see people looking like trees walking around. No. You heal all the way, Jesus. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that. And I thank you, Lord God, that anyone listening who does not know you as their personal Lord and Savior, may they just accept you right now. Call this program, and I'll help them give their life to Christ tonight. I give you praise and honor and glory for that tonight. In Jesus' holy name, amen. Now, let me remind you, before I get into sports, that one of the best ways to enjoy a season of fall is with pumpkin pie. You can get pumpkin pie from Dairy Queen in a blizzard, as Dairy Queen is continuing to feature their pumpkin pie blizzard, which is an extremely delicious blizzard. It's just awesome. Amazingly delicious. Tax prices and participation may vary. Tax extra. All right. sports. Tonight, game one, the World Series. You have the Boston Red Sox taking on the Dodgers. I said last night that I believe that the Red Sox will win it in six. I think they'll win tonight by a score of 4-2. They are in Boston tonight. Boston does have the better record, so Boston is at home for the first two games. I think that Boston can win this World Series because they have very good hitters. They have J.D. Martinez, as well as another one of our former Tiger greats that was the hitter. And, by the way, they have Rick Porcello, who is doing another really good job in Boston. You can listen to the game beginning at like 8:20, I believe, on ESPN 100.9 FM here out of the Saginaw Bay City, Midland area. In other sports news, last night you had the Golden State Warriors got their first loss of the season. The Cavs are still looking for their first one post LeBron. We'll have to see when they get it. I'll let you know when they get it. Falcons win 21-14 last night over the New York Football Giants. A lot of times they say, you know, the Giants look like they could be an explosive team, but they haven't been this year. I'm still waiting for them to do it. Hopefully soon they will. They got Eli, but Eli's not like he used to be. But hey, it's the game. More football news comes your way tomorrow evening with Football Central. As we will be talking high school football, Midland and Dow as they go on to Flint area. And then we'll briefly talk about Clarkston, new matchup. You have Michigan State on their bye. No, Michigan on their bye. Michigan State having a game. Lions with their next game. And then our another featured game of the week. You ask me, why are you going to start talking about Clarkston? They're in the playoffs. My parents live there for one thing. And, you know, even after, if Midland and Dow lose, I am still going to talk about high school football in the playoffs and talk about other games, even ones I don't pick. So, tomorrow night, Football Central, the predictions coming your way tomorrow night. We will start Football Central at 7:25 tomorrow night. So until tomorrow night, God first, God always. So long. Good night, everybody.